Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show and welcome to season 10. That's right. We always restart a season for this show in April because this is when we started the show. So we are in season 10. This is episode one of season 10. So we're glad you're here to celebrate with us. And I couldn't believe it was 10 and I loved it. And I kept getting all these messages. And yesterday I got an incredible message. It really teared me up because we've been just going through a big transition here on our end. So we missed you the last 2 weeks and we're glad to be back. In respect of the celebration, we wanted to offer you something as a thank you for being here with us so long. So what we have done is we started an angel retreat back in November. And we have members in there, and we have a beautiful group in there. It's exclusive content. We have a private community. But in celebration of season 10, we have a limited one-week offer if you want to join everyone over there. So it is a monthly membership because we put extra things in there, and we're now at a place where we can start really building it bigger. But we wanted to offer it that to you. So if you're hearing this message, or if you want to be a part of it, it's out there. I have the links over in the notes on for that. It's a special coupon offer. It's on TTR, Transformation Talk Radio, on their homepage. It's on my homepage. If you go into the website, you'll see the links for it. You want to click on the special offer. That'll give you the discount. And that's a permanent discount. You wouldn't be paying the regular fee. And this is for the gold membership. That's where we have our live Zoom calls. We have live readings. We have live gallery. We get together and interact and we share stories and we're a community over there. So if you want to be a part of that, that offer is good starting today until next Thursday. And that's it because I can't give it to everybody, but it's here for those that are here. It's the timing. So if you want it, it's out there. So what are we talking? Let's move on. I'm really excited. I was kind of missing you guys for the last 2 weeks, but we have a new level of spiritual awakening. We have a brand new level of energy flowing in, and it started yesterday, and I'm going to explain what, you know, and it's kind of interesting because Pluto went into retrograde as well. It's part of this energy. We always work with the angelic realm. We work with light. We work with the positives. We are a metaphysical show if you're brand new to the show. But spiritual awakening is happening across the board. I mean, it really is. More and more people are waking up. This particular energy flowing in, this retrograde is interesting because Pluto is really known for being, you know, the dark, the death, rebirth of your life, you know, not physically death, but just the change. And we've been going through quite a bit of change and Pluto's had an influence with that. If you look at, this is an astrology perspective, just to let you know, I put out all different kinds of metaphysical perspectives, but I find that this is, bringing a lot of information and insight that helps us right now. I look at it from an esoteric soul astrology type of viewpoint, and how does it help us? But it's really, this retrograde gives us a little bit of, okay, where was I and where am I going? This retrograde is till October 3rd, so we have a few months, and it's preparing us for a major alignment in 2020, January of 2020. Yeah. The changes, you think you've been changing. I know we all have been, but this is the big one. We have big energy shifts right now. If you've been feeling like you've just been pulled in a million directions, or you feel spent, or you feel tired, you feel emotional, you feel this, you feel that. Pluto does work with spiritual shift and emotional shift. And I've been asking the angels about this. And yesterday I was doing a really big meditation, and I knew just 2 weeks of break that, you know, and here I was moving into season 10 for you guys. We do give a lot for the show. Yes. The angel retreat is to try to help us continue to give you that, you know, because it, you know, we're the ones putting out everything to do it for you. And TTR is too. I mean, we're all doing this for you. But sometimes when we invest in ourselves, that really comes back around. And so I started thinking, you know, I want to grow this. I want this to be bigger. And I was meditating quite a bit yesterday, and I asked for that guidance. And sometimes when you are on track, and I know people on spiritual awakening path will relate to this, and this is not to sound scary or negative, but sometimes when you really feel like you've taking it up a level and you start to move forward and you start to wake up, it seems like something starts to attack you. I know, I hate to say that word, but it does. It seems like all of a sudden you feel like something's against you. And it's really just the old trying to keep you where you were. And it used to scare the bejeewies out of me back in the day when I was very young. And I'm thinking, I am so tired of getting started and something feeling like it's sabotage. And then I realized it's not outside of myself. It's not outside. It's not outside of this. It's not outside of that. And you know what? When you start to really just shed away, nothing outside of you can affect you unless you allow it, you know, you start to really shift. And so if you feel like your whole life has just been flipping upside down and you are shifting quite a bit, it may be that now all of a sudden you're shifting in large waves of it. A lot of people have done it gradually over 20, 30 years. And then the more you kind of work with that, of course it's smoother. But then all of a sudden, if you've been resisting and now it's happening, it doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. It just means you're going through big changes. And sometimes you just feel like the rug was ripped out from underneath you. I know, been there, done that a few times. And I started to realize, what's there to be afraid of if you feel like, well, you know, I'm getting pretty good at this starting fresh and losing things and feeling, you know, I started feeling like, no, it's not going to affect the happiness. It's not going to shift it. These are choices we make within ourselves. What I love about this energy that we're going to talk about today is now it's going to be a little bit easier to see perspectives from a higher frequency level, a higher consciousness awareness. And for those that want to, yes. But the thing is, more and more will. And basically, when you look at this from metaphysical and what I'm talking about with spirituality, everybody will in their own time. And if they're not when you are, we need to let go of trying to control when they do, because people will do. We are individuals, and this is the part that's really cool. We are individuals in these unique individual physical bodies living different lives with different personalities, aka the ego. But guess what? We're all coming from the same cloth. We really are in a oneness. And even though it's like, there's no way I'm like that person over there, you know, or something like that, we actually come from the same thing, living different adventures. What do you want? Yeah, it feels like it's been an adventure, right? So it's been very unique. And what this energy is doing that came in yesterday and we'll have for a few months, because it's going retrograde, it's easing up on the push and allowing you to reflect spiritually, emotionally. Am I in alignment with my true self? Is this authentic here? Because when it aligns with Saturn in January, which that we'll start feeling that when it goes forward again in October, and it'll start ramping up to align. Saturn's all about it, you better get your homework done. You better get your responsibilities in order. You know, Saturn just kind of is pushing, you know, getting us on track. It will be quite smooth if you listen to this and if you really take this time to retrospect a little bit about, have I done everything I needed to do? This is a great opportunity to change some things that you've been needing to change, let go of, move on. And you've been hearing that message for a few years, I know, but this is a big deal because big shifts are coming and they're good changes. They don't have to be a negative in your life. They can be incredible opportunities. So when I did this message yesterday and did this meditation, I asked angels to guide me, protect the show, protect the people that are awakening, and to let me know, you know, I know they're there. Sometimes, you know, you wonder, you know, you feel that disconnect. And I didn't feel a disconnect. I felt disconnected from you guys. I know I'm supposed to be doing what I do because that's what brings joy through me, is being here with you and lifting another. It just does. And I could really feel the difference when I wasn't here. They gave me a beautiful message. I was sitting out back just in the morning sun, and I looked out beyond the deck. And there was this huge white feather with just a slight tinge of brown in it. I mean, it was at least 13. It was a big one from a large bird. And I thought, oh, and it was like it was stuck right in the ground like a spike and sticking up. And it was about 5 inches wide. It was huge. And I went, oh. I had to run out. I took pictures of it. And the beautiful reading of a feather like that, white, definitely. For me, feathers are the angels. But there's also this beautiful, beautiful message in the brown. And it was real light, almost like a tan sand brown, very light, mostly white. And what that does is it says, you know, stay grounded. Keep your wits about you. We've got your back. We're with you. You have your support. But it was a message for all of us because it wasn't just me I was asking it for. And so I couldn't wait to share that with you today. And it was so, it really just touched my heart. And I get messages all the time when I ask for them, but this one was big. And he said, they're going to be there with us in a big way. So I wanted to share that with you because it was so amazing. And I've kept it. I'm leaving it there. You know, I respect and honor where it places itself, but man, it just like, you know how you stick a sign in your front yard? Like, you know, this was like anchored and standing upright. And it was like a giant quill in the backyard. I was like, oh, thank you for that. And so that is for all of us. So I feel very blessed to be here and be able to spend these days and times and these hours and all of the things that we've done over the years with you. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit today about that new consciousness level and how it's going to help ease us into seeing the oneness. Heart-centered choices are a priority now, really. This is going to anchor that in more. So for those that have just been pulling and feeling that tug at the heart and feeling that change and that heaviness, it's like this is more of that, yes, that's what you want to listen to. And some of those choices are very hard for us. Some of them will be emotional. There'll be some grieving of letting go. But it's a different perspective as we let go of heavy weight and burdens, heaviness that's holding you back, things like that. You start to lift and shift and you move on. So that's what we're celebrating today and what we have in store for us. We have a lot coming up. We have a big energy shift coming within the next several months. So this is really good. It may not look like, you're not going to see that on the regular news, so don't even try. Just, you're not. This coming from a higher perspective level. So with that, I'm going to say hello to everyone that's joining us in live chats. I'm going to go check out and catch up over there. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start diving in to this new level of spiritual awakening that has arrived. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening or watching the video live stream of The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to the show. Okay. First, I want to say hello to everyone. We've got a really active group over there. And basically, they're just enjoying being together over in the YouTube chat. So I want to say hello to everyone over there. We have quite a crowd over there today. We have Candace. Hello. We have New Zealand. That's Megan in New Zealand. My goodness, she gets up early. Wow. Well, I'm really honored that you are joining us. And let's see, we have David. Hi, David. We have Beth. Hi, Beth. Robin, Maddie, Paula. Hi, Paula and Maddie. Good to see you. Let's see, who else we have? Shadana and Ravenwolf. And I guess that says Cat Do 22. I'm not sure what that one is, but that's a cool name. So they're over there just having a good time hanging out together. And I just caught up reading everything. So you guys, it's great, great to see you. I did see one from Megan where she said she's been really ready for things to move on and she was getting impatient. And she tried speeding things up, but with angels, but they will do it in their own time. It's more of like a divine timing, really, if you think about it. But yes, you know, when we are asking for their help, you know, a lot of times it's more that they're there, but what have we done in alignment and we've shifted. So I started figuring out when something wasn't moving, and I can relate to what you're saying, Megan. I remember times where it's like, why isn't this moving or changing? It was because they were waiting for me to do something on my end. And I had to figure that out. And sometimes it's like, well, no, I've done it all, done it all. What else is there? There's usually something. Sometimes it's just a belief or an attitude towards something or an intention or it's something energetic like that. It starts to shift it. Just a little tip that I learned the hard way. And, you know, I still sometimes that'll catch me. But that's because we are living this physical life with that personality that we have. So, you know. Yeah, it gets there. So let's talk about this energy a little bit. First of all, why Pluto energy is so kind of like, wow, okay. It really does take us down the deepest parts of ourselves, the deepest process. That's why it's been feeling like it's going in there. It has the energy, and this is a positive, to help you discover the deepest recesses, the darkest corners of things that you weren't seeing before. And goodness, you know what? I don't know if you can hear that. My stomach's growling and I did eat breakfast. Got all this energy going on. So if you hear that lion growl, that's me. And I was like, okay, you're just loaded with energy. My third chakra is, you know, when your third chakra is active like that sometimes, and I've been feeling that recently, you'll have that a little bit more. I know I do. So anyway, there's this very deep recess in you. And that's what this energy will help shine light on to help you. It's kind of like those, it reminds me of, you know, the forgotten corners under the rug or, you know, the places that it's hard to get to and things just, you don't realize it's there. You go to rearrange your furniture or clear out your closet. Oh, I didn't know that was in here. That kind of thing. This energy is like that spiritually for you. Emotional triggers that you don't know why it bothers you. It just does. Well, it's going to help shine light to help you heal. This is very powerful when it comes to energy healing because the aha moments will ease in with this. They're going to be a little easier. It's energetic. It's spiritual. It's going to help you find what's inauthentic so you can find your power. You can feel expansive. You can feel the freedom to be you and be true to that. I mean, that's what we've all been wanting. When you work with spiritual awakening, that is basically what's driving you down that path. You want to be true to yourself. And you know this calling inside you is just not leaving you alone. It's not to mess your life up. It's to make it better. And the belief that this is just going to rock everything upside down, this is just going to make a big hot mess in my life, that's the belief we want to let go of, that, yeah, it can be challenging and we're learning new things and we're on this new insight and path, but it's going to be amazing on the other side of it because you've had the courage to trust and listen to your heart. And it won't come without challenges. I'm not saying it won't. That's the whole thing. It's the journey and you you're finding strengths that you didn't know you had. There's always a positive and a negative to everything when we look at it. And yes, and I pay attention to that. And if I find that I'm slightly doing that, I have to stop myself and pull back. I have to really pull back and go, no, there's another perspective. And I start to look for it. I really do. Even things that you have planned and you go out, you're like, okay, this is going to be great. This will work out well. And something just throws a wrench into that. And it looks like everything's falling apart. No, there was a better way, especially if your intentions were to raise your frequency, raise the quality of who you are in your authenticness. You are striving. If your intention is to strive to be true to yourself and to live that healthy, happy life that you know you can do, this will support you. And those wrenches are not to sabotage as much as they are to help you tweak it and realize, oh, wait, I didn't realize that before. So when I say at the beginning of the show, when I said when we first start on spiritual relation, we feel like things are going against us, it's actually fine-tuning and polishing you like a gemstone, actually. If you think about a gemstone rough, diamond in the rough, and that polishing, how beautiful it is after, that's what it's doing. And it's not like, oh, we're going to constantly suffer. I know if you think about that and that's your reaction to what I'm saying, there's a negative aspect in there that's still trying to tweak, like, no, that, you know. And I started having to really clean that up within my life a while back. And I still have to keep it in check because everybody, you know, has these responses, right? But that journey within to the heart, to the depth of your soul, now it's time to really pay attention and put some notes, take some notes, spend some time there to see if you're where you want to be in this new life you're creating. Are you where you want to be? Are you on track? You may not be 100%. I mean, honestly, I don't think we're always completely there. Then there would be no journey left. I think the journey is continuing there. But are you who you want to become? Are you being the change you want to see? As Gandhi put it, which I think is an incredible statement that's still so powerful. I mean, are you giving yourself the respect that you deserve, that you can do this, that you can make this happen, that the possibilities are unlimited? What do you believe about that? Do you still believe in the limitations? You may have been convinced that it was going one way and then all of a sudden it shifts. That doesn't mean everything is gone. It means there was this slight aspect that you want to pay attention to. Reevaluate. And if it changes the course, then that's where you want to have the gratitude for the little bit of hiccup because, oh, you know what? I didn't think of that. Yeah? Well, it's a good thing that happened. I have said that more in the last week. And that was before I really realized it was this energy pulling in. And over a week ago, I was like, you know, I'm so glad that that happened or we wouldn't have known this or we wouldn't have known. I think I've said that at least 10 times in the last week. I'm not kidding. No exaggeration. Just in my own personal life, I'm thinking, whoa, what's going on here? So sometimes we just get so caught up in how the world identifies the way we were, or they're trying to keep us the way we were while we're trying to change. You know what I'm saying? Like you identify yourself as what you do for a living or whatever, you know, like you, that's your identity, you know, like old programming or where you came from, things like that. Limited beliefs, limiting beliefs. You're going to see, that's the interesting part that I was discovering with this insight and meditation was limiting beliefs are really going to show how limiting they actually are. where we think, well, yes, that might be a belief that's limiting, but is it? You're going to see more of, yeah, that really is holding me back. It's holding me back more than I thought. I didn't think that was going to be that big of a deal. And you're going to find that really is. That's just not working anymore. You want to pay attention to that right now. Those are the types of things that'll pop up. Those are the types of things that'll pop up. So let me see what's going on over there. So Megan's saying she can relate to the repolished gemstone, although I feel as though for the last 2 years I've been rough, tumbled, polished. I believe a lot of us can relate to that too. I know that I've felt that a few times. And you know where the gemstone is shaken about and the polish? Yes, I hear you. I hear you. That full moon, yeah, the full moon, the recent full moon, that was a pretty strong full moon. I know, I was away at the time, but I kept thinking about you guys too. And I was like, whoa, this is a full moon. I sent energy out and prayers to you guys on that because I wasn't here, wasn't with you, but that was a full moon that really kind of sat us down and said, pay attention. Does that make any sense to anybody? It was a beautiful one and it was strong. But it made me feel like I needed to sit down and pay attention. There was a lot of, and I was hearing this from other people, a lot of emotional releasing or sensitivities were coming up to the surface and they were really feeling that. And if you had a good cry or you had a good, whatever you had to do, hopefully with no harm to anything else, that releases it and moves the energy out, kind of like a storm passing through you. So that I get. Ravenwolf is asking, Jen, any advice on how to get back on track on spiritual growth? For the longest time, I feel like I've been stuck and not learning and moving forward and exploring my gift. Yeah, that slowdown. Yeah, believe it or not, Raven, it made me slow down. The slowdown is actually, it's going to sound interesting, but sometimes we see the slowdown or the not moving as we're not getting anything and getting anywhere. In the contrast, that slowdown is actually beneficial to help us kind of do an overview of, okay, this is how much I have accomplished. I don't seem to be moving forward right now. But there's a polishing. We'll go back to the gemstone polishing. There's a polishing to that holding pattern you're feeling. And a lot of people don't like that part. I know sometimes we just want to move. There's something to anchor in deeper within what you already learned. So it's kind of like going over your lessons, doing a review kind of thing. Think of it. I kind of relate that to school. Like I do a review. We do the final exam. You know, you kind of go over things you've already learned, but there's more that you'll absorb from it. And I'm not saying go back to square one. Embrace and accept. It's more of a surrendering to the holding pattern, because when we do that, it allows it to show us why we're in that space. Because there's a space to be, and sometimes that's a good thing, to be in a space before we move forward. Because if we move forward before we're ready, that's where it can be overwhelming and be too much. So because living in a higher frequency level, which, you know, 5D is here, fifth dimension's here, and the more we're all flowing in and out of 3, 4, 5, more 4 and 5 now than 3. But as you move through these things, you'll find that, whoa, I gotta kind of get. It's like moving up to the next grade. It's like, ooh, I got a few things to learn or acclimate to before I can do well here. That's what the holding patterns really represent in a positive way. So you're not there forever. Absolutely not. It just sometimes our spiritual ego doesn't see it that way, and we don't realize that's what's happening. I don't think you're going to be there for very long. I think you just, it's more of strengthening where you are. So I'm hoping that makes sense to a lot of people that might be feeling the holding pattern, or they feel like, why isn't this going the way I wanted it to go? those places in between, they're really beneficial. They're very important. And I want to make sure you guys understand that, because I mean, I have them too. And you feel like, when is this ever going to move? That's the side of us that's, you know, expecting constant production. When we are in a space of spiritual contentment, there's no rush, there's no hurry, we are okay with just being. And that's kind of where I'm trying to say that. So I hope that made sense to you. So another thing that why this is an energetic movement of energy. I mean, all energy is energy and feels almost electric. If you find that you're feeling it's almost like electricity going through your body, sometimes that energy flowing through and igniting through your life force, your meridians, however you want to call it, it's kind of connecting you. It's connecting you it's called the grid. Sometimes you just feel like, well, I just feel like I got plugged in. Yes, when you get strong surge, and I get that all the time with energy, because I'm very energetically charged. A lot of empaths are very energetically charged. That's why, you know, I've had issues with making sure that, you know, I had to learn how to harness, you know, anger, to be honest. I get so mad, you know, about things, because I just felt like nothing was, you know, this was when I was a kid growing up, you know, I was that kind of, I was really feisty. But yeah, I was blowing motherboards on computers, you know, and I've mentioned that before. Well, now there's a way to redirect that. So once you realize you have this amazing power within you, and being an energy healer doesn't mean I do all the healing. We just help you heal yourself, really. So we're not here doing any kind of, you know, oh, wow, just because I was the one doing it, you're healed. No. This is within everyone. We're here to help facilitate. If you have empathic tendencies, or you know you are, which, you know, I do, and that's where I've had to really protect that and strengthen that, you might feel more electrically charged. You might feel like you get shocked on things all the time, or you demagnetize watches or electronics and things like that. You know, that can happen. It's not strange. It's pretty common with people that are that way. Some people more than others. So I just started practicing and learning how to move the energy in a healthy, positive way, made a huge difference. And no, you, when you need to have a good cry or you need to release that, I mean, physical exercise is a great way to do that for me as well. I think I'd go nuts if I didn't have that. And sometimes I just have to do those crazy, crazy hard workouts. And I feel great. Or I go out and I work really hard in a yard or gardening or something like that. This energy it's important to ground when you feel like you're overcharged. Let's put it that way. You feel a high charge, a high overstimulation or high excitability. You know, it's just too much. What do you do with electricity? You ground it. You see, it's similar, very similar. I'm shaking everything. Now that was just me hitting the table. I promise that wasn't the energy. And so if you think about everything that you think about and you believe, and that then there's somebody else out there that they think and they believe, and they might not seem to match up, which that's pretty common these days. Watch the news. It's a different aspect of the same energy living out a different way. What we want to look at here is, and it's not very easy, but that's what I'm looking for, and I am putting a lot of forward energy and momentum to put healing energy out there into the world, is that I might be very different from you, my neighbor. Most of the time, I am the one that's different. But no, I'm not. Neither are you. Your beliefs might be different from someone else, including within your family. People fighting and struggling and arguing to be right or wrong, that's 3D. Is that really working and helping? No. 4D and 5D, we understand and comprehend. 4D is when you start to recognize that's not working. 5D, we can all be different, and yet we are connected, and you get it. You totally understand it. You know that. You're aware of it. That's what this energy is going to help us tap into and start to understand, start to have a conscious awareness that it's okay if they are different and they don't have to be like me. That is what I mean. It is so powerful. I don't even know how to explain any more than that. That really, if you looked at the whole world, that's just a whole bunch of different versions of you. Whoa. If you think about it that way, all these things that are so different from me that upset me and I don't understand why. This energy helps us to see things differently in a oneness. Heart-centered is the priority. Heart-centered choices. You're going to thrive in everything, okay? Don't just think financially right now. It's in always. That follows suit to support. Our needs are met when we're following and aligning with the soul path, really. The more you do that, it just works itself out. You don't have to control it. You don't even have to work that hard at it. You just have to allow it. And it's different for everybody. So there's no way I can say, hey, you know, this is the way to do it. I can just say, I want you to be able to see this too. So there's ways to do this with this energy. I mean, we're learning, we're growing, we're trying to make sense of it all. Take this opportunity in the next few months with this energy to really see where you were, where you're going. Are you headed on the path that you are going to be who you want to be? Are you being who you want to be now? Are you at least applying toward that? Things like that are so important. So, you know, there is more love than there is anything in the world. Do you believe that? Do you tap into that? Or do you focus on everything that's wrong? That's a perspective. That's where you're focusing your intention. That's a big deal. The Pluto energy is all about a shift in your consciousness. It's a shift to show you something different. We're leveling up again. When you level up, it's almost like there's this detoxification of energy, emotions. Sometimes we are feeling it physically, and I know some of you are. Your body is the last part of all the different ones. You have your soul, you have your spirit, your energy, your mind. You work on that inside, the body aligns to it. It just follows the program because that's what's driving and working. This is just the machine, like the car, you know, the vehicle. It will follow. But when the consciousness and your heart-centered, happiness raises the frequency immediately when you're heart-centered. That raises it quickly. That also raises the body to be healthier. It just is. You can look it up in science and medical. I mean, I'm not even trying to prove something different. That's all there. It's all there. You can look at it any way you want. But the you inside, I mean, you being aligned with what's right for you is one of the most important things you can be working on and making a priority right now. So are you doing that? What can you do different? What can you do different? If you're feeling worn out, if you're feeling completely overwhelmed and drained, time to do a clearing. You need to do a clearing. Clear your house, clear your car, clear your yard, clear your workspace. Clear you. You might need some by myself time. Slow it down. Limit your exposure if you're just getting overwhelmed and you're too sensitive. It doesn't mean to avoid everything forever. It means take a time out to restore. You put your cell phone on a charger when the battery runs low, right? Don't you? Why wouldn't you put yourself on the charger and restore? Guys, everything needs restoration at times and needs a little rehab and needs a little time out. Your cell phone does, and I know you wear that thing out. Who doesn't, right? That's like our little computers everywhere. You got to put it on the charger every day. Why aren't you doing that with yourself? I'm telling you, this is a big deal. This is a really big deal. I'm telling you. Okay, guys. I got to take a quick break and then we'll come up and wrap the show. I just want to say thank you. We see a super chat from Candace and I appreciate the support. Candace gave us a $5 super chat support and we appreciate that so much. Thank you so much. And if Candace, you have anything you want to bring to the show when we come back, let me know. I just appreciate it. Goodness. Let me take that quick break. And when we come back, we will wrap this up. This has been a lot we've been talking about. I'm Dr. Jen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we're in our last segment, so we're going to wrap it up. And I just want to say a big kudo and a thank you for the support, Candace, over in Super Chat over on YouTube. And she is sharing, thanks, Jen, for all of your insight. It helps us and reminds us self-care is so important. It absolutely is. And that should be part of the priority with heart-centered choices, because if you have the self-care and you're balanced, and when you need balance and you keep trying to push, yeah, you're just going to run that into the ground. So that's how that works. So we just want to say thank you for that. Now, let me wrap this up a little bit, because this is important information I want to give you. The Pluto energy. Now, like I said, it's about the consciousness, but it's a shift in consciousness. It's an awakening moment here, guys. That's what we're in right now and through to October. And I asked angels about that. They gave me a huge, we got you. We got your back. They're not going to tell you what to do. Remember that. They're helping to support us while we're empowering ourselves. Very important here. We are in positions here to strengthen and empower ourselves, not our egos, our souls, aligning with the soul, making that a heart priority choice, making you a balanced light that you shine out there is all that's required. Okay. That's all that you need to do. You don't need to worry about making somebody else's light shine. You need to make sure yours is. You know, there you go. Now, this is all to get us ready, okay? So we're going to be able to see beyond the fakeness, the like an illusion, you know, what's not real, what's not authentic versus what is authentic. Pay attention and ask for that guidance in these next few months to help you see clearly. And you will have more confidence in your heart-centered choices. You won't be worried and afraid to do them because you're going to see past the illusions. You're going to see clearly. You're going to see your truth. You're going to see, that's where I want to be. That's going to be worth it. That's what you want. This is all getting us ready for a bigger alignment in 2020. Not a negative here. If you're feeling drained, you've got to take that time out and make that a priority. If you feel drained in any way, that's where you stop the presses, get yourself tuned in, balanced out, rested, then you get back in the game. Everybody takes a time out in a sport, don't they? I mean, if you're tired, you sit on the bench for 5 minutes, catch your breath. Come on, guys. Not because you did it wrong. Sometimes in those perspectives, but you know what I mean. You catch your breath. It's okay to catch your breath. It's okay to feel rested. It's okay to just be. There's an old energy out there that's really fighting a little bit right now to try to keep hold. And it's, I feel like I should be doing something. I can't. I got to hurry. I got to rush. I got to do this. When you work with the higher frequency, you'll actually feel like you're slowing down in the physical world and being versus, and it's calmer versus, because you think higher frequency spinning faster. And the first thing we try to do is go faster with it. Go do the opposite. Do the opposite and see if that gives you a better result. Make sure you stay grounded. I'm giving some quick tips here as we get out of this. Get grounded. All you got to do is feel the bottom of your feet on the floor if that's what you got to do. You can do that instantly wherever you are. You have everything you need, whether you know it or not. You have it all. You have what you need, and you have support. You have support. Clearing your energy. It's letting it go. It's just surrendering, like, you know, I'm just choosing not to let that upset me anymore is a big way to clear energy and let it go. It's kind of interesting that way. So I wanted to say, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being with the show, supporting, being part of our family for the last 10 years. And as we go, I am seeing a couple of comments out there. What do you guys do every day to cleanse your energy? I do 5 minutes of quiet time in the morning, and I walk along the beach. I take walks outside in nature, things like that. And I was mentioning mine. Other people can mention theirs if they want. Walk on the beach, guided meditation, kayaking. I do all of those things. Totally love all of those. A few minutes in the shower. Yeah, showering. Salt baths work phenomenal. I love Himalayan salt. That's what I like to use. A dip in the ocean, salt water. Salt conduit with the water helps pull energy off physically. Works great. How do you know how much of this is actually ego work? Any comments? That's from Paula. The ego is one that you... I got to go quick, two of them, I'm running out of time. You'll know it's ego. Sometimes there's this deception of spiritual ego, like, yeah, I'm being all spiritual and stuff. When you can just let it go and you're not getting upset about what somebody else is doing, or you're not trying to rush yourself or push yourself, or you feel like you haven't done enough, things like that can be indications of that. trying to achieve it's not about achievements. It's not about any of that. It's just being in a state of contentment. That can help you kind of tweak what might be feeling one or the other. Impatientness, that would be more the ego feels like it needs to go faster. Things like that. And sometimes we all feel it. So it's just a help of a balance. Personality traits are going to be more the ego too. And that's just a quick answer because I'm running out of time. Anyway, guys, we will be here next week with the angel messages for May of 2019. Can you believe it? It's already May coming up next week. So that's what we're going to do next week on the show. Remember the special offer for the angel retreat if you want to get in on that. It's discounted now. It's really a much lower rate for the next week to celebrate our season 10 that we just started today. So guys, I just want to say thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate each and every one of you, and I wish you much success. I wish you contentment. I wish you peace in your heart, just peace, to be free to be who you truly are. Thanks so much for watching and listening. We'll see you next time here on The Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.